jumped out of my chair. I was here reading. Hey, KD4FDIW4FCM. Morning, son. Love you. How are you?
You go to work. How about you?
Hey, doing well. Just trying to get loose a little bit. Reading up on top of tropical gels for arthritis. See how many good ones. Yeah, a little cooler. Humidity's lower, beautiful. Hey, tomorrow's our eat-out day. Last day of Sunday's food.
Outside, the temperature's getting cooler, and then today should be pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's going to be nice, very nice. A little warm, but low humidity. Feels great. Hope it's not too cold to wear shorts in Hendersonville Saturday. Yeah, I hope it didn't wake you up, but always good to hear you, and you're sounding good.
Kind of bad a little bit before I got up, just tired.
Wouldn't be as late today, and I'm so good. He'll be there earlier. Yeah, I'm so stuffed up from allergies. Just pollen's high, and allergies are bad.
Good with pollen, though. You, I mean, with all the rain and about a month ago, but I don't know. Probably still need the Allegra Zyrtec, whatever you take, right?
Yeah, I do one of those a day. That helps. Yeah, it's getting better, so no complaints. Yeah, Thursday. Tomorrow's my big day, Friday. Pizza, I like Pizza House. I always enjoy going there, it's fun.
They got really good wings, too. And the Euros are good, and Lasagna's amazing. They got really good food over there. I enjoy it. So you guys gonna eat up in Hendersonville?
Yeah, we'll walk down the hill and go to Three Chop Sandwich Shop. Matthew Rogers, sort of become friends with him. He's a big Cincinnati Red fan. He drove all the way to Cincinnati recently and sang the national anthem in their big game. He's not a trained singer, but he did pretty well. He posted, he's a good old guy.
Yeah, it's, did you see the, what was it the other day? I'm trying to think, I forgot, but, so where are you going to eat at up in Hendersonville again?
Got a Three Chop Sandwich Shop.
I've seen that before, so I like Hendersonville a lot. We'll be up there at the Apple Festival. I know that's quite a few months away, but that's always a good little place to go. And we get the food trucks there, and usually get the, there's a vendor that has the lamb with the Euros and everything. They're really good. We try to eat there.
Yeah, sound like what I do. Usually the wind's blowing, get it all over me. I ruin a shirt with it. Apples with caramel, and yeah, McGregor's Orchard opens June the 1st, so a week from this Sunday, McGregor's is open. Always like that.
Not so soon. Yeah, we've been to most of them. I think we like Justice and Granddad's, and then Peter Farms is good also. So there's quite a few of them out there now.
Oh, Hendersonville's got a lot of good ones, yeah. Got my voice sound like a bullfrog this morning, W4FCM.
That sounds pretty good, so, yeah, we got a good bit of work going on today. I'm going to go pick up Taylor's and head to Piedmont, dig up a drain, and do some grading, level it, put some sod down, so good bit of work.
Boy, sod's hard work, can't imagine it. Yeah, my, I was trying to read online, see if it was a good topical cream for arthritis. I know they do Voltaire and Sub-Zerving. I don't know if it works or not, though. I hate to buy some cream, find it doesn't work. So I'll find out. I'll keep reading.
Yeah. So what else do you got planned today? You going to go anywhere besides that, or just stay put until you guys leave?
No, I had all my appointments yesterday, so I'm good. Thursday's just a off day. Yesterday was American Pickers. I watched Palm Stars and Mayo and put around here. Pick up leaves and sticks, put on the road, and do what I do.
So, yeah, we've been finding a lot of snakes here lately. We ran one over the other day. So probably I found more snakes this year than we have last year already. Just most of them little garden snakes and stuff, but I think one the other day, I think it was possibly a little baby copperhead that was underneath the block that I picked up. So you just never know what's out there, right?
Yeah, I pick up snakes, but not a copperhead. Yeah, my radio is making the computer go off. I didn't realize it had that much RF in the room, but it made the screen go blank over there. W4FCM.
Ron, get ready for work. Talking to you.
Lot of you, and always look forward to talking to you. This morning, whenever he's quiet, but man, you'll be there early. Be careful today, and thanks for being there. And again, really proud to look forward to landing, get this cast off, and hope it is healed well. W4FCM.
I'm happy for him, too. So, all right, KD4FDI, thank
you. Yeah, really proud of you and love you. You're just the best son we can have. W4FCM signing.
W4FCM, M4ZLK. Okay, mobile.
KQ4WJT, good morning.
For WJT, M4ZLK, good morning, Seth. Where are you this morning?
Office, just about to pass Furman here.
I don't know, a little bit later than yesterday, maybe? Because I think I called you about this time. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've got that due every Thursday morning from 6 to 7:30, but had to leave a little early.
How about that? Where do you guys meet?
Pleasantburg, kind of right near the exit for 385 there.
Office Park?
From it, I don't remember the street that intersects it, but it's a some business building that they let us use the basement of, so I don't even know the name of the place.
How are the girls? I heard Ada lost her voice.
Poor girl. If she ever gets, you know, real sick or congested, her voice just goes right away. It's pretty sad, but I think Ada's doing better. No more fever or anything. And Nadine started kind of feeling bad last night, and Isla will sound a little clogged up, so we'll kind of see what the day brings today.
Right. I know usually if one child gets it in the family, the others are going to as well. Yeah, we were over there the day after she had her fever, whatever, was that Sunday? We were over there Monday. I was telling Beth, we were looking at the pictures on my phone screen, and Ada was telling me who everybody was, and then it came to a picture of you, and she said, "That's my daddy." Really sweet, you know. And then there was a picture of Isla. Mom was holding her. It was the first day in the hospital, right after they did the drain the bladder. And she goes, "Aw, that's Isla with her tumor."
That's pretty funny. Yeah, she's a little cutie, and she loves on Isla, that's for sure. We had to, when she was running real hot, we had to kind of fend her off from getting around Isla, just to try not to breathe on her all the time. But yeah, she's a little cutie.
They build their immune system by spreading things with each other. neither one of mom nor I came down with anything, so maybe that was something that they hadn't faced yet. But anyway, I'll be praying for them. I hope they feel better. I know that makes it rough. I hate seeing them go through that kind of stuff, but they have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad seeing a toddler go from 100 miles an hour to just wanting to keep her eyes closed on the couch and do nothing. But at the same time, it's kind of nice just to take it a little slow for a couple days.
Active again Monday when I was over there. She wore me out, but it was fun.
Well, I'm going to see Jerry Marshall today, so I'll be back down your way at round two.
Is that work-related or just stopping by to see him?
He called and asked if we could get him a quote for their, I guess, their office.
Well, let me know when you're there because I might be there. I might be around as well. I could just maybe stop by and say hello.
Plan on getting there around two and get up on the roof to do some measurements. So I don't know how long I'll be there for, but I don't know, maybe 30, 40 minutes at most. But I'll keep you updated.
I already know I got one of my pickups is going to have a couple trailers, and I usually eat lunch around 11:30, 12:30, something like that, depending on my deliveries. But depending on how that goes, I'll probably be pulling a trailer back close to that time.
If you're pulling in, I can swing by. Say hi.
Has he said anything? I haven't heard anything. I was going to call him. But anyway, I'm just curious if he said anything.
Kind of in
in and out of the office all week, so I haven't really talked to him much. Is everything good?
I can talk to you about it on the over the phone. But, I mean, the roof looks nice. So, can't wait to get it painted, and then we can get the gutters back up before it rains too much. But even just a few couple showers we've had since I had the roof put up, I can tell that drip edge really makes a difference.
And I'm sure it's nice not having to worry about back kitchen area leaking.
So hopefully it's all good. It looks like they did a nice job.
Good. Did you talk to him about the skylights? I remember you said they had shades on them or something. You didn't expect that.
That's between the time he looked at them originally and went back and ordered the new ones. That's how they come now. They've discontinued just basic skylights. They all come with the remote activated shades. I need to figure out, though, I do need to find out where the directions are for them or look it up online. I need to figure out, is there a battery in them up there in the little motor, or is it solar powered? I don't really know.
Good question. I would have no idea. I would assume battery, but if you get the product name from him, you can probably find it pretty easy. I think with that brand, they have pretty good information online for it.
I could look it up. I'm just not thinking about it while I'm at work and when I get home until we talked about it. I remember seeing him when he told me what brand he was wanting to use. I remember seeing that option, but I didn't pay attention to how it was powered.
I would have no clue, honestly. I could see solar since it's up there, but for the price, I mean, I don't know if they would include that in there. I'm not sure.
The most sense having a little tiny solar option. I guess it would still have to have a battery, but for the solar to charge it, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how that all works.
BJT. Yeah, I'm sure it's nice to have it all done, though, and hopefully get everything painted up and the outside finished soon enough.
Is that okay? Excuse me there. The shade is a nice feature on it. I just don't know when we'll ever use it other than showing it off.
With where it is on the house, it's not like you're getting blinded at any part during the day, so may not be needed, but it's there.
I said what we really need on there is a little rubber, like a windshield wiper, maybe that would activate with the shade on the outside, because every time it rains, you know, especially the old ones, the water droplets would dry and it would leave spots, especially if there was any kind of dust in the air afterwards. And then your skylight is dirty. So if they could make some kind of option where you just hit a button and a little rubber squeegee goes across it and cleans it off after it rains, and that would be a neat feature.
That or some type of magnet, but be a little high up there. But it's a good thing you got those anchors up there.
Mom said, what are those for? I said, just in case. Those are for just in case.
I'm sure she'll feel better about you or us using them when we're up there.
Shingles, it should be grippier up there now. We'll have to worry about it.
Still pretty steep. I was telling Mike about it, and he was like, man, I don't blame you. And he was like, I'm surprised you guys are up there scrambling around, because I think he was pretty timid to get up there and do it without some extra stuff.
Easy was when it was dark outside, because then you couldn't see the ground. It was a lot easier when we climbed up there, but in the daylight, it was a little more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, a couple years ago, went to Kentucky, the Red River Gorge, and did some climbing and went up out at night, and it was like that. I mean, pitch black all around you. You felt like you're a couple feet off the ground, and definitely wasn't the case.
That works. I remember walking walls where you're framing houses, and if there was nothing on, if you put up a wall and there was nothing on either side, just an 8 or 9 foot drop, I could balance and walk all the way down the wall, no problem. But if there were rafters we'd already put up the rafters going off to one side, and it was the drop on one side and the rafters on the other. I always wanted to lean toward the rafters. It was, and I never could balance very well like that. It was so weird.
Mind playing with you, leaning towards the safeties, which isn't always the best in some cases.
More difficult because then I had to bend down and hold on instead of trying to stand up, instead of just standing up and walking. But anyway, I just noticed that early on how funny that was.
I'm sure it happened to most people. I feel like I would definitely do the same thing up there.
Hey, you hear about the school bid?
Yeah, it's due at 10 o'clock, and can actually submit it online now, which kind of makes things a little easier. So I gotta, when I get up to the office, I'm gonna finish it up. Waiting on one quote from a mechanical contractor, and hopefully he gets that to me in time. And then hopefully I can hear the news today, if not tomorrow. Typically they're pretty quick to post the, at least the results of everyone's numbers, which generally gives you a good idea of who's got the job. So yeah, 10 o'clock, do that, and then leave around 1, head back down to Greenville.
Today at 10, but you may not hear until tomorrow. I was thinking you would, I thought you already had it submitted, and today would be when you would hear.
Due today, if I went in person down to their office, which I could, I could write down the results and kind of figure out who probably won it. But because it's those hard bids, they have to review them, but typically it only takes, you know, so they're kind of going with.
Again.
Alton Biddle, right off, Butler Road there, I think.
There's a couple of schools, one or two schools, on off Butler on that, I can't remember the name, that road that parallels 385. Is that where it is? I know Malden High School is right on Butler.
Holland Road, maybe. I think there's an elementary school there and Malden Middle, back off that road.
Road. I remember when it was just 4 lanes and nothing on anywhere, and then a school built, and then I think Prisma built their receiving warehouse for all their supplies. They used to deliver downtown to the hospital at Grove Road. Then they built that warehouse over there on Holland.
Yeah, that elementary school is the same exact copy of that Woodland elementary school we're working on. I think 3 of them were built within the same year or something. So hopefully that one will go up soon to do the same work we are doing currently.
A bit easier because, or the, figuring it out because it was a similar project?
That's the elementary school that I was talking about, same as the one I'm doing in Greer, but the Malden Middle, the one I'm bidding on today, is a lot different, a lot bigger, but actually pretty straightforward when it comes to the new assembly that we have to put on and the work we have to do out there.
The elementary school is the same. I got you. Okay. Well, I hope it goes well. I hope you win it. I'll be praying for that.
That could be a really busy summer for me or not. So we'll see. Got that one coming up. Another elementary school for Greenville, and then a couple jobs in Knoxville I bid on, should be hearing back soon, so hopefully it's a busy summer.
I wish it, I hope it happens for you, and these are all jobs that'd be done this year.
I mean, the schools would be direct with the county, so we'll start as soon as everything's approved and we can get out there, and then we have to be finished by their timeline, and then, the Knoxville ones are kind of with the private owners up there, some commercial properties, so we would just knock it out as soon as we can make it happen.
Those big warehouses they're putting up all along the interstates and different roads, just big rectangle buildings.
Real big spec warehouses.
Roof any of those, or is that something different?
I did one of those last year, they're just really hard to get because they're cheap. They're just kind of like, you could almost compare them to like spec homes, where they just kind of have one plan and they just run through them. And typically really large roofing companies will go after them, and they basically do them at cost because they get kickback money from the manufacturer that they go with. So if they chase a bunch of them, they may not make a bunch in the moment, but at the end of the year, they can make a lot of money, and they're able to justify it because they're such a large corporation or company that has a lot of money backing them. So it's kind of seems a little maybe fraudulent, but it's just as hard for us to get into.
Or is that okay? Well, it almost sounds like it's probably a good thing you don't do those buildings. Probably wouldn't make enough money on them.
Ones in the past we've gotten, we do pretty well on because they are really easy. I mean, they're just huge open areas. Not a ton of units up there. It's just kick and roll the membrane out. And so you can get a lot done very quickly. Like the one I did was a 10,000 square feet warehouse. So not as large as some of these, but we put the whole, or got it dried in within 3 days. And so we made a lot of money within a month on the job. But like I said, they're just really hard to get. So we'll go after them here and there, but we don't really try hard for them.
That makes sense. Excuse me. I tell you, they're really putting them up everywhere, though. Now, out in the middle of, you got all these houses, or not necessarily a lot of houses, but country lanes where there's a house here and there, and all of a sudden now there's two or three big warehouses blocking the view all around.
It would be a bit of a bummer if that were me sitting beside one of those. It's also surprising because I feel like, you know, everyone just talks about all their work and stuff, ship it overseas, and so it's, sometimes it just surprises me to see all the these massive warehouses popping up everywhere. And a lot of them are built in anticipation of being filled. Oftentimes they don't even have someone moving into it yet, or they'll sit for a couple years. It's pretty interesting.
I like that. There's one on 25. It's been sitting there for a couple years, and now Isuzu is moving in. It's huge. There's an Isuzu sign on it. And I guess they're, I don't know if it's going to be a manufacturing plant, if they're going to set up inside to build cars, or if it's, or what. Because, you know, it's little offices, little office space and huge warehouse space. So, and then there's an area where they're throwing up a bunch of these, and the roads leading into it are all very narrow two-lane roads. I've driven down them several times with the truck, but there's so much tractor-trailer traffic in and out of those now, and the roads were not widened or anything. They're just, and they're driving right past entrances to neighborhoods and houses, you know, individual homes sitting off the road there, and now all of a sudden they have all this tractor-trailer traffic.
They definitely don't care about the roads or anything. They just throw them up and make people deal with them. I remember noticing that out of Reedville, kind of out towards the Marshalls. I feel like that was happening a lot out there.
Down 85, down towards Piedmont, Anderson, all down 25, past Donaldson Center. They're just going up anywhere there's some open land. Somebody's putting some of these.
Got thrown up right beside our office a couple years ago, and it's sat empty for the past couple years. And then I think Tesla might be moving into one of them. I don't really know what they're doing there. If it's something for their batteries or just kind of a storage in between. But it took a while for someone to move into it.
The other day about Tesla putting, is it almost like power generators or something in the large warehouses, trying to get ready for something to do with their charging stations, I guess. I'm not sure.
I mean, if they're just forecasting ahead and trying to stage things out over here, I think they've moved out of California at this point.
Yeah, Amazon building up in Spartanburg off 26, it kind of sits back. You can't see it off the interstate, but it is basically just a large building full of servers for their computer processing. No packages there. It's not a shipping warehouse.
I think Micro had posted something about it on Facebook, and I was looking up it, but in regards to how every country is moving towards AI or something, or how things are being supported by it, and how, I guess, in comparison to a lot of countries, the U.S. is behind the data centers or something to be thrown up, but they need the labor for it, but they don't have it, so it's definitely interesting.
You're going to grow up in a different world than I grew up in, that is for sure, and you are as well. It's changing quick.
About, I mean, even the past 10 years, everything that's changed or become different.
Well, thanks for the call this morning. It's really good talking to you. I hope you have a good day, and I wish you well on those bids, or that bid. I hope it goes through. Hope you win so much work you don't know what to do with it.
Nicole, win so much, stress you out a little bit, but it'll be good. Yeah, I'm getting across the border here, so I'll talk to you later. Hope you have a good day. And 4ZLK, KQ4WJT.
Getting close. We got a little bit to go. I'll talk to you later. Love you, and you have a good day. Say hello to Connor and the girls, or whoever else you see up there that I might know. KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.